every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Ladies and gentlemen, yeah, keep that music going. Come on. When I see that picture of Fred Dreyer coming up there on the CRN video screen, I know we've got a great time in store for all of us here. I'm Michael Horn, along with Corey Marino, producer Jeremy Dayton, and the star of our show, ladies and gentlemen. Please give it up to Fred Dreyer. Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so very much. It's just tremendous to be here with all of you. I don't know how many there are out there, but there should be a way of us getting a count of how many people are watching.
It's called ratings. Got some good. We do have ratings.
We do.
I think we got about a 0.2 share from when I looked at it the last time, Fred. We do on radio stations around the country. Yeah, we're on radio stations around the country.
We're killing them.
We're killing them. We're in Los Angeles on 790, our flagship KABC. I'm telling you, we're on Facebook Live. You can check it out. We got our YouTube channel. You know, Corey, we never talk about the YouTube channel. JD, we're on right after the show on our YouTube channel. Am I right?
YouTube and Rumble.
And Rumble. We're on Rumble as well, too. Mm-hmm. Everywhere we can possibly be. So this is a big deal. And, you know, a lot of sports news that we were listening to there. Apparently, is there like a change in quarterbacks with the Cleveland Browns starting this weekend, Corey?
Yeah, Shedeur Sanders is finally getting his first start. He came in the last game after Dylan Gabriel got...
How did he do?
He did very bad. He did horribly.
Yeah, that was fun to watch.
That when we're handicapping this time, Corey.
The bigger guys were chasing him around.
That happened to be against the Ravens. Yeah.
Did you ever, that's right. Did you ever, Fred Dreyer, have a stinky quarterback, maybe that you don't want to name here now, but one that you just thought, oh, brother, we're going to have a hard time winning with this guy?
Oh, well, that was half the league.
Okay.
We had good quarterbacks in my era.
Yeah, you did. I mean, now we got the quarterbacks by the dozen, and I don't know what. We got a lot to talk about. There's a lot of strange news here going on today.
I do remember Fran Tarkington standing on the sidelines. We were getting ready to receive the kickoff, and he was going to go out and run the first series. The ball comes down, and our guy returns it like for about 15 yards and stuff. And Fran said, just keep your eyes on the end zone, boys.
There you go. Another great story from Fred Dreyer. More coming up.
Kohl's has 20% off gifts that are so good, your family might think you read their minds. Check off your list now with cozy, thoughtful, and stylish gifts that will make them say, oh, how did you know? Yep, with these presents from Kohl's, you're going to leave them feeling impressed and convinced that you're a psychic. Shop Kohl's for an extra 20% off gifts that are the perfect fit. Select styles. Offer ends November 22nd. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What's better than a great conversation? How about a great conversation paired with unforgettable cheese? At Harmony Cheese, we don't just make cheese, we craft moments. Wisconsin-made, rich, creamy, bursting with flavor. Our cheeses turn any gathering into a celebration. Whether it's our fan favorite cheddar or our bold new six pepper cheese, every bite is a harmony of taste and tradition. And now, CRN Talk listeners get an exclusive treat. 10% off your first order at Harmony Cheese. CRNcheese.com with the code CRNTALK. That's CRNTALK. Don't wait. Stock your fridge. Impress your friends. Just treat yourself. And with the holidays around the corner, our new gift boxes are the perfect way to say I care without saying a word. Wrapped, ready, and guaranteed to wow. HarmonyCheese.com. Taste the conversation. Share the love. That's HarmonyCheese.com. Say CRN Talk.
Hi, everyone. Gina Belich here with the Legal Help Center. And we have a special guest with us today, Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis. So, Vernon, tell all of our radio listeners who should call right now.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me join you here in the studio. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey there, sports fans. Ron Say. Are you ready to score big with fresh, healthy eats? Well, our friends at Melissa's Produce have got you covered. Whether you're gearing up for the big game or just living that active lifestyle, Melissa's fresh produce delivers the winning nutrition you need. And here's the MVP move. Visit Melissa's.com today and use the promo code RONSAY to save 15% on your first order. Don't miss out on the home run deal. Fuel your passion for sports and good eats with Melissa's Produce. That's Melissa's.com, promo code RONSAY.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn with producers Corey Marino and J.D. Jeremy Dayton, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. I got to tell you, we got a lot of great announcers reading there. That last guy talking about donating your car, but give me a break. What you want to talk about is what's better, Fred, than a great conversation? Hey, baby, how about a great conversation with cheese? Harmony cheese. It's delicious. What'd you think of that, Fred?
Was that yours?
I'm auditioning.
Was it a bump for live reads?
What was that?
A lot of people saying, why have I not been live on the show? I've got my test pictures up to be the next James Bond. They haven't made a decision yet. I'm still right there in the right in the heart of their minds over there.
Oh, yeah, very good.
That unfamiliar sound means it's breaking news, and I've got a news story for you, Fred Dreyer. Just came across my desk here from one of our great listeners, Jenny Chase. She says she is absolutely stoked to find that Fred and Stephanie, we're talking Fred Dreyer and co-star Stephanie Kramer, are going to be at the Hollywood Show again January 9th and 10th in Burbank. Fred, tell us more, please.
Well, I only know as much as you guys, and certainly the...
That's not much.
Well, it's true.
Okay.
You know, those things are kind of like up in the air until it gets closer to kickoff, as they say.
Well, Jenny seems to know a lot. She's kind of in charge of your fan club, the Works For Me website, Facebook site. And she says, I'm sure a lot of the people who will be listening on the show today will be excited to hear this as well. So you West Coasters, Burbank, California, January 9th and 10th. I don't know, maybe this time Fred will take me with him. I still haven't gone to one of these shows yet, but... Stephanie is a much better person to take in there.
Well, she'll show up with her little baby entourage. And
Yeah, so she has an entourage with her, huh?
Well, everybody does to some certain degree, especially if it's you know, if it's home cooking. You know, if you're all you got to do, all I have to do is get in the car in like 25 minutes. I'm in the lobby, you know, the hotel.
Fred, you have your own entourage. You got JD, Jeremy Dayton. You got Corey Marino. You got me. You got the listening audience at 790 KBC. We'll drive you there, for God's sakes, and you know, walk you into the room and everything. And then we can say, Mr. Dreyer is arriving. Something like that a little bit to call attention to where they're going to post you. I'm sure you're probably one of the big stars of the show. You're on every channel, on the Roku channel, for God's sakes. You're on the Roku channel itself with your Hunter series.
Hey, I got a lot of feedback from the show in D.C., you know.
Yeah, what'd they say?
Well, it was just it was a successful endeavor, and I'm very happy I went back there. I don't like to fly too far. I can get hit from here to Texas and back, probably. But yeah. I don't like to fly too far because of my back, and I threw my back out on the return flight home.
You did.
Yeah. And
what were you doing?
It's taken, I'm sitting, as I'm told, by the midget who's in charge of seating. You know, the jackasses that, they'll come by and they'll point and say, you must have your seatbelt on for takeoff.
Yes, that's a rule.
Yeah. I said, well, yeah, but I'm having a tough time buckling in, you know. She says, well, is there anything that I can do for you? Well, yeah, there is. I don't know if it's going to affect my back so much as it is, I don't like flying to begin with, so I'm at odds with you people.
Well, yeah, I'm telling you. You move fast to get on a plane and you just sit there. And sometimes when you buckle up, you got to twist it a certain way, and all of a sudden you hear, and that is not a good sound when the back muscle turns out, let me tell you. It's really, so let me tell you this. I don't want to jump ahead in the show, but I know that Corey and JD have worked hard on getting us some topics. Apparently, with the NFL starting to play in the UK and in, where are they? We're in Germany, they're in Spain. Is it, Corey, true they're going to try to take the Concorde jet out of the mothball fleet and start flying it? Tell us about this so we can comment.
Yeah, so the NFL is looking at the reopening of the Concorde and the supersonic flights because they really want to expand into the other states and the other international
nations. For God's
nations. Sake. They want to get to England. They want to get to Spain. They want to get to Australia, New Zealand. They want to play all these places. So they're actually like looking into the technology. So, and they're wishing, they're just hoping and crossing their fingers that they can make 10 more teams internationally and make this a whole world sport.
Fred, your thoughts on that? Because I know, you know, a lot of people probably came to you during your playing career and says, "Oh boy, what a wonderful thing you get to fly to all these places and play." After a while, it gets a little old, doesn't it?
Well, I poo-pooed my interest in going to Europe when I was playing. But the truth of the matter is, they didn't have that conversation. It was something in the pipes that was working, a long time ago with Pete Rozelle, and Paul Tagliabue died here a week or so.
Yeah.
And but the intent is every country will have a football team, and it'll be some sort of a gala event every weekend. You know, 350 days a week, you'll have a football team banging their brains out. And it'll compete with soccer, you know.
Then it'll all get down to our first topic here of the show today. All these stadiums will have AstroTurf. I know, Fred, you're a big fan of artificial turf, aren't you?
Well, look, you know, we were looking at, Corey and I were looking at this just before the show started. And the truth is, They've been having an argument, the international soccer leagues and all that are having an argument in preparation for having the NFL expand Europe. and they're getting ready to have an argument and maybe a strike over it. So they're trying to very slowly change the turf from artificial to regular grass, and they can do that very, very easily and very quickly, and you know, the costs are the cost of doing business, you know.
Well, here's the deal. You talk to most of the players, many of the NFL players strongly prefer grass over turf. Uh-huh. And the reason, Fred, you've talked about this many times on the show here today, it's like playing on the carpet in your living room with cement underneath you. Am I right?
Well, yeah, but the carpet that you have on your, that you're using at home, whether it be, you know, in your rec room or sitting in front of your television, that's one thing. The other thing is that they don't have the slightest care in the world in what a player says, unless you get all those players together and say, guess what? In a month, I'm going home. And have the players stand beside it. It's really a political swing, and it's stupid to have all of these issues hanging out there when it's clear they're going to have to face it. There's not going to be a lot of people, players wise, eager to play on artificial surfaces here as well as going abroad.
Let's dig down a little deeper when we come back here. We'll take a quick break. A reminder, it's the Fred Dreyer Show. We're on radio stations around the country. This show is also a podcast right after we're over with the show. It goes up on every podcast platform. Just go to your favorite podcast platform like Spotify, Google, whatever, and search the Fred Dreyer Show. Or on your smartphone, dial #250. When the call is answered, say, find my podcast, and then say the Fred Dreyer Show. They'll send a link to your phone. You click on it. You can listen to it anywhere. Anytime. We'll be back.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work. Real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
And we're back. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn with our producers, Corey Marino, Jeremy Dayton, the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. Talking a little bit about the artificial turf against natural grass. A lot of this controversy came, I think, Jeremy, JD, from the soccer league too, right? FIFA league. They play on regular grass, and if they're going to come and play in the United States with the World Cup, apparently the stadiums here in the United States have to change out their artificial grass to natural grass. Is that correct?
I believe that is correct. I know Corey was going over the FIFA stuff, and this video of that Real Madrid stadium is pretty wild, thinking about what it would take to get that here at each stadium in the U.S.
Unbelievable. Corey, tell us about it. What do they do in Spain?
So in Spain, the Real Madrid, they just did a $1.6 billion renovation, and they have underground tunnels where they have these slabs of grass, and they have LED lights that act like the sun, and they have automated mowers and irrigation systems so they can be watered and cut. And then on top are these concrete slabs where they can put events, and so you can still use the stadium. But this allows for bad climates and places in domes where the sunlight can't reach. It allows them to have the grass that people want to play on while still having the dome and the stadium amenities that people like with the indoors.
Fred, your thoughts on this? Because it sounds like a lot of money to go. They want it changed back. Once they put the grass in, then once the World Soccer Cup leaves the United States next year, they're going to put the artificial turf back.
Well, the 1.6 is just for this renovation to this one stadium. But I don't get why the FIFA, they're going to do they're changing artificial turf in like all the stadiums in the U.S. But why are they putting them back, Fred? Why don't they just leave them in maintenance?
They're not going to put them back.
They said they might. They said they will.
Well, that's what they said, yeah.
They told us in my era, from 69 to 81, they told us we cannot afford this, and we're going to do it anyway. In my era was the explosion of dome stadiums and baseball fields that were natural grass. Yep. St. Louis and these other teams, they were converted and never reverted back to their regular turf. And so if you're paying a third string backup quarterback today $50 million, you're going to get your way when you tell them, we're not playing anywhere near artificial surface. You know, there was a couple injuries here this last two weeks. It was a perfect example. They're just cringing that somebody doesn't stop the TV and say, with the telestrator pen, and point directly at the cover-up. And the lack of conversation sounds like the mainstream media, you know.
Yeah.
And they just will not coincide with what the players want for safety purposes. They figure we're giving you so much money, and they're overpaying these quarterbacks. I was listening this morning, to the radio, and they're not. They're not mincing words when they say we're gonna demand that you stupid quarterbacks take $50 million.
Unbelievable!
And it's really incredible. And they're talking to these Shakur Shador?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sanders, yeah.
Yeah, good athlete. He's going to be probably a perennial second or third string guy.
Quarterback.
He'll make $500 million in his lifetime.
Unbelievable.
Totally unbelievable. At the same time, he'll turn right around and say, "We're not going to pay anybody to have an argument against us wanting to put in the type of stadiums and the security and all of those things." And when, in fact, you've got people blowing their legs out. This week, there'll be some injuries attributable to artificial surfaces. Let's see. I can see them. You don't have to be a genius to have played on it to say, "Hey, that was weird. Why didn't he just drop down?" Well, he couldn't because, he's working for that $50 million. Ticket,
Exactly.
Well, let me ask you this, though, Fred, because I don't know if you're being hyperbolic there or you really believe that when you say Shedeur Sanders is going to make $500 million, because there's a lot riding on this week. A fifth-round draft pick, much hyped, much of that self-endowed. So now he gets to play the Raiders, who Dak Prescott just went off on, and a lot of people are saying this might be his only chance with Dylan Gabriel hurt. And he's saying he expects to be the man, but talking about $500 million, I know quarterbacks are being paid a ridiculous amount now, but to suggest that Shador might get that from the NFL would suggest that you think that he might play this weekend while he is starting and have success? Do you think he's got that kind of actual talent?
I don't, but, when they want to do something, they do it.
Yeah.
And how are you going to argue with a young athlete who's a good athlete, but he's not a great. He'll never be a great quarterback, and it's the handicapping of how they breed these quarterbacks in an era where you've got a big discrepancy at the top of quarterbacks and wide receivers. The enormity of all of this is bought off. The other day? What game was it? Minnesota, Detroit game.
Minnesota Chicago,
where they had a conversation about
Caleb Williams,
about
J.J. McCarthy,
about whatever which one it was. One that has the real long, luxurious hair.
Oh, you're talking about Jacksonville.
Trevor Lawrence.
That guy.
He just got paid.
Goldilocks.
Yeah. Trevor Lawrence.
He got paid. He sure did.
Yep.
And that money is going to be written off against foreign. They're going to just take these teams and sail them across the big pond and tell them this is, you're going to be working here for a month or two.
I think to Fred's point, Fred made two points here. One, it says the NFL owners are going to do what they want to do. Secondly, he said it's going to take a group to get together. And Corey, you made a list of the following of players that have suffered PCL sprains at the beginning of 2024. Read that list if you got it there in front of you. Just the names that pop up as who were into the players injured on artificial turf.
Yeah, so just since the beginning of 2024, so last year and then a lot of this year. And so you got Puka Nacua, Christian McCaffrey, Jalen Warren, Dalton Kincaid, Brock Bowers, Jaden Daniels, Mac Jones, Josh Allen, Drake London, Josh Jacobs, James Conner, Ricky Pearsall, and Jonathan Mingo. And all those guys are, a lot of them are relatively young and some of the biggest stars in the game.
And getting paid a lot of money. So what Fred's saying is the owners will pay them the money, but they're not going to protect them with putting regular turf in. Because, Fred, I think if you go to the list, as we mentioned earlier, most of the players want to play on natural grass, natural turf, and not artificial turf.
Well, yes, that's true. And they don't want to play on artificial surface. They shouldn't. They don't have to. But all they got to do is get together and have a little bit of balls and just simply say to have a press conference. This is what we told the press, the New York Times, in 1968, 69, when I was back there. And I said, look, I'm one of the reasons I personally left the New York Giants was Wellington Mara and I had a conversation in his office about a bunch of different stuff. But on his desk was a swatch about the size of your telephone. And he said, and I picked it up and I looked at it, and it was unpliable. You couldn't push your thumb in the back or the front or the top. And I was looking at it, and he says, interesting stuff, isn't it? I said, not for me, it's not. Because I'm not playing on it. And he kind of looked at me kind of funny. And a year or two later, I was gone.
You know.
Well, and the crazy thing, like you said, they're going to have to group together, not even the press conference. I think the only time they'll be able to do it is when the league brings the 18 games to them. And they said, if you want us to play 18 games, they'll have to do in the bargaining agreement and be like, all right, if it's 18 games, we're going to have to play on grass.
Well, that
soccer gets it.
That conversation's already being had.
Mm-hmm.
Soccer gets it. They want to play on natural turf, not artificial. So to have the World Cup at many stadiums around the United States next year, they've got to pull out the AstroTurf, put in regular grass.
That's no. And
then they're
going to
rip. Then they're going to rip the grass out and put the artificial turf back, even though the players' union doesn't want it.
Well, you know, they have a lot of events, outdoor events, and I can see where the rub is. But so what? Money talks. National Football League is a consortium of multi billionaires who decide. I think we're going to build a bridge over the Thames River, and that'll be box office seating for most of the people.
And they still get the taxpayers to fund most stadiums.
And they do.
That's people, exactly right. Comes out of our
will
pocket.
Absolutely pay to see and anything.
That's right. And we pay the ticket prices on top of that, JD.
Yep.
There you go. It's a double whammy. And the beer prices. Those terrible hot dogs. We'll take a break. I think I'll have one of those. We'll be right back.
It's never too early for Lowe's Black Friday deals. Snag some of our biggest savings of the season right now, like 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees. And get yourself free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit before the Black Friday rush. Because everyone loves free stuff, right? Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 12/3 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Kohl's Black Friday deals are here. Grab your coffee and put on your sneakers because it's go time. Through Saturday, save up to 50% on everything from toys to beauty faves, winter styles, and more. Plus, earn $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Yep, that's extra Kohl's cash. So run, don't walk. Just hold on tight to that coffee. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end November 29th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back here to the Fred Dreyer Show, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the Sultan of safeties, two safeties in one game in the same quarter against the Green Bay Packers. Two different quarterbacks, Jim Delgazzo and Scott Hunter. I'm telling you, that's a record that'll never be broken. We need Hall of Fame status for Fred Dreyer. Let's get it for him. I'm Michael Horn with Corey Marino, J.D. Jeremy Dayton, our producers, and the one and only Fred Dreyer. Corey, you were showing in our last segment there, and maybe you can explain what it is, some footage of a stadium there with turf. What is it that you were showing on the screen?
Yeah,
maybe you can show it again.
Oh, okay.
Tell us what we're looking at here.
It was the Real Madrid's advanced new grass field technology, where they have layers of natural grass that can – they've got artificial sunlight, like, underneath to grow it indoors, and they can, like, literally take it down 9 levels and bring it back up so they can have indoor events, stadium events without messing with the grass. And they've got different levels of grass, so any patch can be replaced from a different layer. It looks pretty wild. It looks very futuristic.
Well, if they can do that, they can do anything at all that has to do with turf.
And the Players Union, the NFL Players Association, the injury rates, the data from the National Football League Players Association shows 28% higher rates of non-contact lower extremity injuries. Non-contact guys on artificial turf. Knee injuries, 32% more likely. Foot and ankle injuries are 69% more likely on the AstroTurf. Turf has been linked to serious injuries like Corey mentioned, Achilles, ACL tears, as well as turf toe. Also, I don't know what that is, but it sounds dangerous.
Turf toe?
Yeah, what is it?
The large socket behind the big toe.
Yeah.
Gets pulled out and bent up, so it stretches out the joint, and you can't run for like about 2 years.
Yeah. Mm. Talk about paying these guys tons of money, as you said, Fred, and then having them laid up for 2 years. What's wrong with these guys here, the owners here?
They are arrogant, and they just do what they want to do. And if you take a look at, when the Cardinals moved to Arizona, a part of their Phoenix, a part of their moving package that they presented to ownership was to use regular turf, and so when they went to build it, there was a big march saying, by the owners saying, well, we don't want regular, we want to be able to put what we want in there. It's going to cost us too much. Plus, we're in a dome stadium, and how are you going to get sunlight to it? And they've solved all these problems very quickly and very exponentially, and most of the league went along with it, and they said this is really great. Well, then they realized all their receivers, all these fast cutting, stop and start athletes, are getting killed with injuries and ligament problems and what have you, now they put this turf looked like a cookie cutter sheet that they would roll out into the sunlight at the end of the stadium. And then when they wanted to have a concert or something, they let them move around on AstroTurf. And then later on for the game, they'd roll this thing back in. into place, and while I was out there, they got water, they got manicured, they got everything all squared away, and they had a nice team working for them. Until someone says, "Oh, we got to get rid of that. We got to make sure that that's going to be safe for our players, because that's the operative word for us is safety for our players."
Right,
and which is a lie. It's not. It's more than you can imagine in terms of sincerity.
You know, artificial turf, as Fred mentioned, less give than natural grass, increasing stress on the joints and the muscles, especially during acceleration or when you got to make some sharp cuts. And then the turf gets hotter, Fred, than grass, and there's dehydration, heat-related issues. So
right.
I'm telling you, MetLife Stadium, Corey, they said they singled out as especially dangerous with recent knee injuries to Malik Nabers. Malik Nabers, that's the Jim Nabers' brother, isn't it, Fred?
Yes, it is. It's his half-sister brother.
From the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, yeah. Trans.
Yeah. That's true, JD. Check that out. Should have been put in our script so we knew about it here. But yeah, I got to tell you, so it's fun to watch international play just from the fact you can get up and have breakfast while you're watching a game. But they could do that here in the United States. The guys that are making the money are the owners and the league, and they're forcing the players out. They're going to start getting the Concorde going if they can, so it can get you there quicker. I don't know. How many seats does the Concorde have? Does it have enough for the team to get there, Corey?
It was like 60 to 80. If what they're looking at.
Did you ever ride the Concorde, Fred?
Yeah, I did.
What'd you think?
Really? To and fro from L.A. to New York and back cost about $12,000. And it was one of the most exhilarating experiences when the captain said, before we took off, he just said, "Yeah, you know, you'd keep an eye on the stewardesses because on takeoff, they might land in your lap." And this thing came, took off, and went straight up like a friggin' rocket, and it just leveled off. And an hour and 40 minutes later, we were in
hour and 40.
In LaGuardia.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Normally a five and a half hour flight.
JFK, actually. But it became too expensive. Not a lot of people wanted to shell out a lot of money for that. You add another 2 hours onto it, and it costs you maybe $8,000 to fly over there, you know.
You know, there's been some suspensions and problems in the league this year. Jamar Chase has a one-game suspension because he spit on the Pittsburgh Steelers defensive back, Jalen Ramsey. Corey, give us the details on this.
Yeah, so it's the second spitting of this season.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Which is, Chase got the worst of it, though, because it goes by your weekly paycheck, and Jalen Carter's on that rookie check, so it only cost him like $40,000. It's going to cost Chase $4,400,000. 448,000 grand. Sorry, 448,000 grand.
Unbelievable! That's his weekly paycheck.
That's his weekly. Yeah, because he just got paid by
the
Bengals.
What is wrong with this factoid here, huh? $448,000. $448,333 and change.
How much would you dock if somebody spit on you here in the studio, Fred? Have you ever been in a situation like that where you saw somebody get spit on?
I've seen it, and it didn't never happen to me.
Fred, you'd punch them down.
I'm going to tell you one thing. They better hope that we're not near a lumber yard.
that is the ultimate form of disrespect. And the fact that he so nonchalantly denied doing it to reporters when he was caught on camera. You see it coming out. I mean, could he have been spitting at the ground? It seemed pretty obvious that
not
he was trying to spit
on him. Not during an argument.
Yeah.
Well, he's going to tell you that you're not seeing what he actually did. And the point is, he's a liar. And there was a segment on that in the morning sports page, and it was You start doing that, you're done.
And JD, what happened with this CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens there of the Cowboys? They got a little carried away before they played in the Raiders in Las Vegas. They stayed out a little too late, didn't they?
Yeah, I guess that's the case. But I was watching that game, and I start CeeDee Lamb, and I needed a lot of points from him, and then I saw he wasn't playing, so I was wondering what's going on. But apparently, yeah, there was some personal discipline going on there for them staying in Vegas too much.
Yeah,
at the Red Rock Casino.
Yeah, someone said they saw him at 7:30 a.m. before the game puking on the side of the Red Rock. But
that's nice.
But shocker when you have a team in Vegas.
Jerry Jones says they were late to a meeting-type discipline.
That's it. Fred, did you ever get penalized for being out too late or anything, or were you always back in time for the get curfew?
No, you're never... You never push it. It's just so childish,
stupid,
and so stupid to do something like that. And so what we did is just we drank and the card players played cards, and then you get home and you change your pants, and then the day goes on, and you better play well.
But that's just it. You got a guy like CeeDee Lamb. He's one of the highest paid receivers in the NFL. He's already made millions and millions of dollars, more than most people make in a lifetime. What's going to stop him if he doesn't have football and self-discipline as his priority? That's going to happen every time.
Yeah, every time. And for the most part, the thing that I... what we talked about as a group was the Players Association has to set the standards. You can't have ownership paying you money and setting standards. You've got to establish the credibility of your league through the players, not taking orders from owners. And so when these guys show up for practice or and they've been told, here's our standards, don't screw with our standards, and if they do, here's what we're going to do: we're going to fine you as much as we can by the Players Association, and then the next time, and there will be somewhere down the road, we're firing you.
That's it. Mm-hmm. All right, that sound means that it's time for Week 12 Pick'em time. Let's get the guys ready to go here today. The New York Jets playing at the Baltimore Ravens. Oh. Jeremy, who's going to
win? Oh, I wonder if Baltimore. Yeah, I'll take Baltimore.
Fred, who do you like?
I like the Baltimore outfit. I think they're on their way back.
Corey?
The Jets have Tyrod Taylor, but I'm going to take the Ravens.
I like the Ravens as well.
That does scare me a little bit.
No.
Pittsburgh Steelers at the Chicago Bears. Who do you like, Fred?
Pittsburgh Steelers at the Bears. I'm liking the Bears.
Me too. Corey?
I like the Bears as well.
This is the kind of game the Steelers end up winning.
What, are you going to pick it?
Yeah, I'm taking Steelers.
All right. New England Patriots at the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm going Patriots here. Corey?
Yeah, Patriots. They're hot right now.
Fred?
Yeah, I agree.
Go JD. Patriots.
All right. New York Giants at the Detroit Lions. Corey?
I like the Lions in this one. Giants are going to be Jameis Winston, and he's going to probably throw at least a pick or two and maybe a pick six. So I'm going to go Lions.
Fred?
Lions.
Lions.
I got the Lions, too. JD, Minnesota Vikings playing in Green Bay, the Packers.
Packers.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I don't think J.J. McCarthy has done anything to prove anything yet, and I don't think he's going to against the Packers.
Fred?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's right.
Seattle Seahawks are playing in Tennessee against the Titans. Fred, who do you like, Seattle or Tennessee?
Seattle.
Oh, yeah, Seattle.
I'm with
Seattle.
You on that, too. All of us, okay? All right, here's the game you got to be careful with. The Cleveland Browns with Shedeur Sanders at quarterback playing in Las Vegas against the Raiders. I'm going to hold my nose and pick the Raiders on this one. Corey, what do you think?
I'm do the same.
Oh, yeah, Raiders.
I'm going to go with the Cleveland Indians.
Ooh. Oh, he said Shedeur. It's going to be 500 million man.
Yeah, it's good.
It's Jackson. That's where the pressure comes right
that
now.
That is it. Uh-huh. Jacksonville Jaguars, that long-haired guy you talked about, Fred, playing in Arizona.
The Brett girl.
Yeah, the Brett girl.
Oh, you said meet Jacksonville.
I'm going the same. Corey?
Arizona.
Eagles playing at Dallas. Corey?
I like the Eagles.
Yeah, I did too. Fred?
Eagles.
Eagles.
We'll have the rest to stay with us here on the Fred Dreyer Show.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn with Corey Marino, Jeremy Dayton, and the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, a guy that's had four careers. My gosh, ladies and gentlemen, an outstanding all-pro football player, an acting legend, a commentator in the broadcast booth, a radio commentator. I make it five. Weren't you a box boy at the Vons and shopping bag store once, Fred?
I wash cars at the Lawndale Car Wash.
There you go. That's good. All right, back to our speed handicapping. We'll go with you, Corey. Here's another hold your nose and pick 'em. Atlanta Falcons at the New Orleans Saints. Who do you like?
I like the Saints coming off a bye.
JD?
Saints.
Fred?
I'm going to go with the Saints.
I'll pick Atlanta.
Hey, they got Kirk Cousins going.
Kirk Cousins coming for you.
It could be.
All right, here's one where you don't hold your nose and pick him because this could be the game of the week. Tampa Bay Bucks at the Los Angeles Rams. Fred?
Tampa Bay Bucks at the L.A. Rams.
Yep.
Rams all the way.
I'm with you.
Yeah, Rams.
Yeah, I like the Rams. They're playing hot, and they just beat Seahawks.
Carolina Panthers for the Monday night game at the San Francisco 49ers. JD.
I got to go with Niners.
Fred?
Niners.
Niners with me, Corey.
Niners again.
You got it. Okay, so that's good stuff over there, and it's good. You know, it's going to take, from our show today, talking about turf, it's going to take, like, this International Soccer League to maybe get natural turf back. FIFA is going to do it. I remember FIFA. I'll never forget it because when you had Mickey and the Beanstalk, the giant always saying, "Fifi fo fum," remember? Fifi fo fum, Fifi, FIFA.
Yeah.
FIFA. Fifi, I don't know no Fifi, he used to say. And there you have it. So you can remember that over there. But maybe that'll happen. I don't know. It could be good. How's your week looking as we move ahead here, Fred? You're going to be getting your computer fixed up, I hope?
I sure hope so, because anything short of that puts me in the house for the week.
It's tough. It's good. Don't forget, coming up in January in Burbank, California, January 9th and 10th, mark your calendars down. It's going to be another one of those great Hollywood shows where you can meet some of the great stars. And Stephanie Kramer will be back together, as we love her, with Fred Dreyer, and Fred Dreyer with her. Stars of Hunter will be there signing autographs. We'll have more details as we learn about them, but I would get your tickets now. I think it's going to be at the Burbank Marriott. Is that right, Fred?
That right across from the airport, Burbank Airport.
Email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow him at X. Follow him on Facebook Live, The Real Fred Dreyer. Final thoughts from you, Fred.
Well, it's great to be with you guys again. I miss you when I'm not here, so I'll miss you for another 6 days.